types of housing have changed, but how about values? What are the values that the Inuit people hold dear? The things that are important. Like in my society in the South, it's people who have money and power and ambition. What are the values which you'd like to pass on to your children?
The way we are living, like we go hunt and we live with the communities in the winter time, and we go out hunting in the spring, and we stayed out in the spring. That's the way we are living now. You know, I want them to keep them our cultures alive. Even if they can't go back to old way of life, but that the way we are living right now, would be really good for the in the future if they keep it up the way we are right now.
Do you want your children to be sort of rich and powerful, or are there other more important things than riches and power?
No, you don't have to be rich, as long as you have the thing you need for your family. Long as you have like a boat or Skidoo or Honda, and you know that things could take you out any place you want. That's the only thing they need up here. They don't have to be rich, long as they had a job, and long as they could buy some equipment for themselves too. If they had a holiday, so they could take their families out and live out and until they have to go back to their work.
In my society, there are rich people and there are poor people, but here everyone seems to be the no rich, no poor. Why is that? Why is everyone equal?
I guess everybody tried hard to be... They tried really hard. Like, us, when we had the money, we don't just save it. We just use it right away for the things we need to use it for. The first thing if they had quite a bit of money, and the people who live the Inuit way of life, mostly hunters, and when they had quite a bit of money and they have to spend it with the thing they need the most, or a boat or a kicker or a skidoo or a Honda. So they don't just save it and they spend it all at once. So they would have something to go out with, and if they had that equipment.
We also have poor people who go hungry. Are people who go hungry here? And if not, why not?
Pardon me?
Why aren't there any hungry people in this town?
I guess everybody share. And it's nobody can go hungry anymore because they get social assistance, and also they living together in one community. When somebody doesn't have any meat or anything, and when somebody find out, and you know, they all share, they give them a meat or something like that. It's mostly they share, they never stop sharing. It's the meat, and when somebody gets meat more than that other person, and they share it with the other person.